You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is marble? Well, it's a type of rock, but how does this rock form? What's it made from? It's made out of the mineral calcium carbonate. Now, scientists would write calcium carbonate as CaCO3. Ca is for the element calcium, C for carbon, and O for oxygen. Calcium carbonate, or CaCO3 molecules, have one atom of calcium, one atom of carbon, and three of oxygen. Calcium carbonate forms when marine animals, such as coral or shellfish, die. Their skeletons or shells settle to the bottom of the ocean and builds up over the years, over time, thicker and thicker. And over time, it becomes rock, called limestone. Now, because limestone forms in layers, it's known as sedimentary rock. Now, here's the interesting part. If sedimentary limestone changes because of pressure or temperature, it can become marble. So marble is rock which has changed from one form to another. This is called metamorphic rock. So marble is metamorphic rock, even though its original form, limestone, was sedimentary rock. Now marble, that metamorphic rock, it's very important for us. It's prized by artists for carving and polishing to become sculptures. For example, Michelangelo's very famous statue, David, was carved from a block of marble. Marble is also heavily used in the construction industry. Slabs of marble can be used in walls, floors, or countertops. While we often think that marble is just pure white rock, there are many different forms or color variations of marble. So, here's an activity you can try at home. Get a magnifying glass and find some marble. If you have marble anywhere in your house, for example, for flooring, or if not, go to a public building or find a marble statue somewhere. Stand back a ways, and the rock might look like one solid color. Now go right up to the marble, really close, and look at it through your magnifying glass. You'll notice that there could be many other colors, grays, tans, reds, and so on. Each color is caused by an impurity from the original limestone. The presence of another element, such as iron, silicon, or magnesium, to name a few, is what creates the colors that you'll see in your magnifying glass. Next, see if you can see some tiny grains in the colored swirls, lines, or veins. Those small grains, if they're present, would be due to sand, silt, or clay that was present in the original limestone. Well, we've just learned a little bit about marble. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.